Hey there. Well, I hope you're enjoying the videos and everything else that I'm sharing with you. In these audio files, it's an opportunity for us to get a little intimate. I want you to be aware of the consciousness that I live in. And you can feel that in the silence between my words. So if you're very smart, you'll understand that this is a very powerful opportunity for you. Ultimate man, ultimate woman, ultimate you is, well, it's the hero's journey. And in order to navigate the hero's journey with all of its complexity and trials, you need this almighty power with you, you see. Now, this almighty power is already here. It was here before you were, and it'll be here after you've gone. So, the thing to do, the only thing to do, is to experience the oneness with it. Communion. And in order to experience the communion, we just need to hold ourselves in a certain way and become aware of your breath. And all the sounds around you, become acutely aware of the sounds that are coming through this audio file. Become deeply aware of your breath. And just give your physical body a squeeze. Squeeze all the muscles in your body. Wiggle your toes. Feel how good that feels. Fill yourself with the breath and kind of lock the breath inside of you a little bit. There's something called the bandhas, if you've studied yoga. Mula bandha, Uddiya bandha. These bandhas are locks. They're psychophysical locks that involve the breath and a spiritual presence. Now, Jesus told us to love God with all our heart and mind and strength and soul. Let's just consider that for a moment as a success technology. Let's just consider the possibility that Jesus represents the ultimate man. Let's just consider that as a possibility. We don't know. I'm not saying that's the way it is. Let's just play this out. So, if Jesus represents the ultimate man, then I can model Jesus in my journey to becoming the ultimate version of myself. So, what did Jesus do? Well, we know a few things, and we know a few things that allegedly he said. And one of them was, love God with all your mind, heart, strength, and soul. Success technology, ultimate you. Okay, what does that mean? That means in this program, what I'm recommending, and what I'm going to emphasize over and over and over and over and over, is that you breathe and you lock your breath in your physical body. That means you have to do that consciously, be proactive with it. You breathe and you squeeze. 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 Gently, but definitely. As deep down inside you as you possibly can, from your absolute epicenter of your being, you breathe and you squeeze. With the most exquisite tenderness, the presence of God. And you approach this presence with reverence, with respect, with humility, with love, with gratitude. And have reverence for the presence within which you exist. Have reverence for the presence which pervades all of your atoms. And it's as we shift in consciousness that we are blessed with the experience through the merging of who we truly are. Human being. Human being. Hu is God, man is man, being. So, the reason I'm so successful, the reason I can charge $1,000 an hour for my time, is because I know these things. I know them, and I practice them. As a student, in the same school as life as you are. Failing miserably over and over and over, but like every successful man, taking the lessons, receiving the gift, transmuting the energy into enthusiasm and drive and go forward, and keep surrendering. Breathing and squeezing. So, soft, gentle, deep breaths. Let's just focus on that for a moment. I'll play you a little song. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Breathe in and squeeze in. Breathe in and squeeze in.
Time is now.
Wonderful. Wonderful music. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, there's really nothing to say about this experience. This experience is best experienced in silence, alone, perfectly alone. And of course, you can, share the beauty of the connection with another if they have the ability to be still and connect as well. Now, I would suggest that you fortify your mindset by drenching yourself in an audio file, an audio book called the Tao Te Ching, Taoteching, the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. But it's an audio book done by a guy called Stephen with a PH Mitchell. Stephen with a PH Mitchell. Stephen Mitchell, the Tao Te Ching. Get those audio files, get that book, and listen to it a lot, a lot, a lot. Just have it on in the background all the time when you're doing anything or driving or whatever you're doing. When you're not listening to my voice, and you're not meditating or praying or being, then listen to Stephen Mitchell's voice reading the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu. And what that will do is it will remind you of a way of being. It's extremely practical. It's a guideline for your life, just like the seven principles of Huna is that you get in this package as well. The Tao Te Ching is a guideline for life, but what it does is whereas the seven principles of Huna is kind of like philosophical principles and extremely relevant and powerful and true guidelines, what the Tao Te Ching does is a little more detail of how to weave within those guidelines in the world and what that would look like. How would you comport yourself? How would you express yourself? How would you deal with practical situations? For example, if you were managing a situation, if you had employees or family or a team or whatever you would be managing, how would you do that? The Tao Te Ching tells you how a master of the Tao would do that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful piece of work. One of the few things that I recommend to fortify this program that you're enjoying. Okay, so I just wanted to begin the audio files with this little chapter there, kind of on the God connection. So the next audio file I'm going to do will be on metaphysics. And so you can enjoy that straight after this, or take a break.